afternoon, everybody, and thank you for accommodating the later time today. I was stuck in traffic from Teaneck earlier, so now we can learn together. The topic for today is going to be a situation that unfortunately sometimes we find ourselves in, and that is if one is in the bathroom on Shabbos, and then you look around and you realize there is no toilet paper, there are no tissues. I mean, there is toilet paper, but it's in a roll of toilet paper. What is one supposed to do about that on Shabbos? So there are really three different situations over here. There's a situation where Shabbos just started, and you realize, ayvei, we didn't make sure that there are tissues or cut toilet paper in the bathroom, but no one is currently in the bathroom, so that's one situation of what to do. There's even before that, there's Friday afternoon, when do I need to do anything in preparation for Shabbos? So there's no doubt about the Friday afternoon situation. On the Friday afternoon situation, make sure you don't have the problem. You know, you try to open up a box of tissues and you shouldn't have the problem, or you cut your toilet paper, you don't have the problem. But on Shabbos itself, there are two issues. There could be where no one's actually in the bathroom and you just realize that you don't have access to already cut toilet paper, or Rachman al-Litzlan, a person is in the bathroom already and they're looking around and let's just make it more dramatic, you're a guest at somebody's house, I don't know, your Rebbe's house or something, and you realize that there's no toilet paper in the bathroom. So how does one deal with that moment of anxiety? So the background to understand over here is that there are two potential malachos that are involved when it comes to cutting toilet paper. The Mishnah Masechah Shabbos Tavayin Gimel is probably the most important Mishnah in all of Masechah Shabbos. Not that we like to rank which Mishnahs are more important or less important, but the one in Shabbos that lists the 39 Malachos of Shabbos, that's got to be the most important Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. So it lists all 39 Malachos of Shabbos, and among the Malachos of Shabbos is the Malacha of Koreya. So the Gemara in Shabbos Tavayin Dalet Amud Beis tells us Koreya means tearing, and that was done in the Mishkan if there were, let's say, moths that bit small holes into the ureos of the Mishkan, so if they were to just sew it back together as is, the fabric would crease and it wouldn't be seamless, it wouldn't be nice, so they would have to cut above the hole, below the hole, in order to make a nice smooth stitching, in order to put it back together. So it was always Korea Almanas Litvar. That was always the purpose, to tear it so that they can sew it back together. The Mishnah in Shabbos Taf Kofei Amar Aleph tells us that it's only Asur Mita Oraisa to be Korea when it's Almanas Litvar. If it's not Almanas Litvar, there's no plan of sewing it back together, then it is not Korea on a Doraisa level. Which makes you think, oh, okay, so we're at a good starting point over here. No one ever rips toilet paper thinking, I'm going to sew this back on later. Right? That's never the plan. And if that's not the plan, then it's always going to be only Korea Midrabanan, but not so fast. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Hey explains that when you are Korea, it is an Issur D'Oraisa if it's for a constructive purpose, even if it's not Almanas Litvar, meaning Almanas Litvar is only an example of a constructive purpose, but it is not the only example of a constructive purpose. If a person tears something, the example that the Gemara gives, that the Rambam quotes, is Korea Bichamaso. A person is angry, so they tear something. There used to be a baseball player by the name of Paul O'Neill, and anyone who knew Paul O'Neill's style when he played baseball is that if Paul O'Neill struck out in a big situation, the water cooler would cower in fear for what he was going to do to it when he got back into the dugout. Sometimes a person is angry, and they take out their anger on something, and that helps them deal with their anger. I don't know, to me, it's counterintuitive. I would think it just riles them up more. They should probably just calm themselves up. But the assumption is that is something that's beneficial to the person. So if it's beneficial to the person, even though he's not planning on sewing it back together, that itself is the Malacha D'Oraisa of Korea. Korea only applies to a soft, pliable material. You're not going to say Korea on a piece of wood or a piece of metal, but toilet paper certainly is a soft, pliable material. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Si'if Yudalid Paskins that any sort of productive Korea, any sort of productive tearing, is considered to be Korea on a Doraisa level. The Shulchan Aruch Lashon Hamedabik Nioros Oros Bekolon Shal Sofer Mechiyot Tzuba Areza told us Tover V'chay V'chein Hamifarik Nioros Tavukim O Oros Tavukim Volon Iskavin the Kalkal Bavad. Hareza told us Korea V'chayiv. If you pull apart things that are attached to each other and your intention is not destructive, meaning it doesn't say that it's only Almanas Litvar, as long as you're not being destructive, then that is going to be Korea for which one is chayiv. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over there in Sifkatan Mem Gimel, Ela Bishvil Eza Toelas. It could be for any sort of Toelas. Af Shalom Eskavin Bazeh, Kedei Ledapkam Od Biyoser. Even if you don't plan on attaching them back together, nevertheless, you chayiv Mishum Korea. It doesn't have to be Al Menas Litbar. So we have pretty clearly in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah that we pass like this Shitas HaRambam, that it doesn't have to be Al Menas Litbar, that it's whenever it's beneficial, it's constructive, that it's Korea Midoraisa. So that's one issue we have with cutting toilet paper on Shabbos, is that it might be Korea on a Da'oraisa level. Then there's another malacha also listed in Shabbos Tafayin Gimel in the Mishnah with all the 39 malachos called Mechateich. Mechateich means what they would do by the Urias of the Mishkan. They were made perfectly to size. So they had to sometimes cut leather in perfect sizes to fit the Urias that they were making. So Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Chav Beis Siv Katan Yudches quotes the Rambam in Perikid Aleph of Shabbos Halacha Zayin, who paskens that the Yisr of Mechateich is when you cut any material. It could even be wood, it could be metal, it doesn't have to be a soft, pliable material, but only when you're cutting to an exact, precise measure. That is the melacha of mechateich. And mechateich can be violated whether you're cutting bekli or cutting by hand. Either way, it's a violation of mechateich. But mechateich does not apply to things like food, for example. If you're cutting a cake and you count how many children there are that need to get a piece of birthday cake, so you cut each piece exactly down to size, that is not mechateich. But when you're cutting other materials, like toilet paper, l'chora, that would be a violation of mechateich. So now the question becomes, what does one do when one has to deal with cutting toilet paper on Shabbos? So before using the bathroom, when nobody's in the bathroom, and you just realize, who didn't check the bathrooms for tissues and toilet paper before Shabbos? Who didn't do that chore before Shabbos? So after you blame the kid or whatever, but now you have to deal with the situation. So what do? So Rav Simcha Ben Mekon writes in his book, The Shabbos Home, in The Shabbos Home, he writes that you can do Amira L'Nachri with Remiza Shalom B'Derech Tzivui. Meaning you can ask a non-Jew, if you have a non-Jew available to you, ask a non-Jew to cut the toilet paper, but it has to be Remiza Shalom. So what's Remiza Shalom B'Derech Tzivui? It means that you do not mention the malacha you want him to do, and you do not ask him to do anything. So there's no call to action, and there's also no direct mention of the malacha you want him to do. How do you pull off such a trick, a Remiza Shalom B'Derech Tzivui, on cutting toilet paper? Here is Rav Simcha Ben Mekon's suggestion without any, I'm not adjusting it at all. Here's what he writes. You should say to the Nachri, my toilet paper is not torn apart, and I cannot use it in that manner. I don't know if you're going to get the desired result if you make that statement to a Nachri. The Nachri may just run away if you make such a statement. He may not understand exactly what you're talking about. So thankfully, Shmir Shabbos Kilchus on Perek Lamed Siv Ches, in the old editions of Shmir Shabbos, in footnote 22, footnote Chaf Beis, says you could tell a Nachri directly. You could do straight Amir al-Akam over here. It's Amir la'akum, what might be a malacha d'oraisa? Yeah, but for kavod abrios, you're allowed to do Amir la'akum straight. You're allowed to violate in the Sidra Rabbanan like Amir la'akum for the sake of kavod abrios, and having to use the bathroom is certainly qualifies as kavod abrios. Rabbi Ribiat, in his the 39 Malachos Sefer, has an interesting ha'ara. He says, but when you ask the Nachri to do it, don't be precise about how many squares to cut in each piece, because if you could do Amir la'Nachri on only Korea and not Mechateich, so do on only Korea and not Mechateich. Meaning, why would you do Amir L'Nachri on both Korea and Mechateich if you can get away with Amir L'Nachri on just Korea? So just say, would you mind cutting toilet paper for me? I'm not able to cut the toilet paper on Shabbos. It's one of the things that we're not allowed to do on the Sabbath. That's all you should say. You should not say, and I prefer four squares in each piece. Because once you say that, then you're asking him to do Mechateich. So you should do Amir L'Nachri on Korea without mechatech. But what happens if you're already in the bathroom and now you're stuck? So now what do you do? Amir l'Nachri is not going to help in this situation. So both Rav Simcha Ben Mekon and Rav Ribiat suggest use the paper. This is their suggestion, which we may have problems with. Use the paper without tearing it from the roll, and when finished, insert the used portion of the roll in the toilet, and then just flush. the paper in the bowl will thus be torn automatically from the rest of the roll. So don't try to picture it too much in your heads, but this is, they argue, only a grumma, and Rabbi Ribbiad adds in a footnote that it's a davar shein miskaven al yidei grumma. Not sure why that's the case. I think it's certainly you're having kavana that you want it to be torn in that way. V'gam etzem kriyas haniyar havi b'derech kilkul. And this is also a derech kilkul way, a destructive way of tearing the paper. D'kolze bevadei mutter makum kavar b'yos. That's for sure going to be mutter in the sake of Kavod HaBrios. So that's their suggestion. Use the toilet paper while it's still attached to the roll, drop it in the toilet, and then flush the toilet as is and hope that it gets torn apart. So the question then becomes, but what if you no longer live in a dira in the mir, right? What if such behavior is not acceptable? So Rav Ribbiad points out that if other people are going to be disgusted by it, that's also called Kavod HaBrios. He brings a beautiful raya. He points out the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Hei, quotes a Paskin Koheles, ki es kol if a person kills a louse in front of somebody else who's disgusted by it, I'm not disgusted by it, I don't mind killing the louse, but someone else is disgusted by it. I spit in front of somebody else and they are disgusted by it. That's also called Kavod HaBrios, and based on that, we're willing to be mekel and certainly Surim Derabanan. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa quotes a Yosarus Tshuva that if a person has to spit in a way that's going to violate Hotzah, Midrabanan, or Kilachar Yad, better to do it that way rather than to make other people disgusted, because that's also called Kavod HaBrios. So it might be a violation of Kavod HaBrios to follow this Eitzah. So what's a better Eitzah? So in the Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, Chelek Gimel Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, Rav Breish suggests that you could just tear the toilet paper with a shinui. How do you tear it with a shinui? You use your knuckles, you use your feet, you can unroll it on the floor and just pull it apart with your feet, and do it at random lengths, not at exact lengths, maybe not along the perforations to avoid any shaila of mechatech. And it might anyway only be Korea Midrabanan to begin with, because first of all, it's not Almanas Litvar. So even though we paskin la halacha that as long as it's at all constructive, it's Korea Midaraisa, but there's always such a shita that if it's not Almanas Litvar, maybe it's only Midrabanan, even though we don't paskin that way. Bir Allah and Simon Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel in Dibra Maskalein Shovrin says that Korea is only when you tear something in the middle to fix both sides. And that certainly does not apply to toilet paper, where you're only fixing the side that you're tearing off and making it usable, whereas the rest of the roll remains unusable for the time being. So maybe it doesn't technically fit the criteria of Korea on a Doraisa level anyhow. And it might even be so that you're allowed to tear it on the lines, on the perforations, because Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa Perchav Gimel, footnote Nunhei, that the Kevan Shachotech Eno Makbid im Hayos Meze Yoser Aruch Yoser Kotzer Vurak Chotech B'Makom Anoach Lo Ein Ze Shaych Klal L'Melechas Mechatech V'Chein Yish Harbei Dvarim Kele. This is a big Yisod Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that if it's not the size that you're worried about, it's just you're cutting where it's easiest to cut, because the act of cutting is just easier over here, but not because it cuts it to a particular size, then that is not going to be mechatech. So as long as you're not being makbid on exactly four squares at a time, you can even cut along the perforations, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, because the perforations are just a convenience. It just makes it easier to tear. It's only when you're being makbid on the size that that it's going to be mechatech. That's very relevant. Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, let's say, for opening up a soda can, right? When you open up a soda can, is that mechatech? Because you're making you're being makbid that the opening is the perfect size to drink from. So many poskim say yes, that's exactly mechatech. Rav Shlomo Zalman would say no, that's just the easiest place to open it, because that's where the manufacturer made it that it's easy to open. In that case, in the soda can case, you could argue, and why did the manufacturer make the opening exactly that size? I'm sure there's plenty of market research that tells them that they don't want the opening to be too big that it's all going to spill out, or that it's all going to, you know, choke you when you try to drink, and they don't want it to be too small that you feel you're not getting enough. I'm sure it is the perfect size. So there's an argument to be made over there. But by the toilet paper, l'chorer of Shlomo Zalman's svara is a very strong svara. So to quickly review, cut your toilet paper before Shabbos. If it's already Shabbos and you haven't, and you have access to a nachri, in all likelihood, you're allowed to ask the nachri directly to do it, although you should not specify an exact size that he should do so. And if you're already in the bathroom and it's Shabbos, so best to do it with a shinoi, by using your feet to cut it apart from each other. Many poskim say that try not to cut along the perforations, although the chora, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, as long as you're not cutting to a specific size, you can even cut along the perforations, as long as you do so with the shinoi, to avoid the malach of korea on a d'oraisa level. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, and thank you again for accommodating the later time. But Hashem, tomorrow, hopefully we'll also have a shiur, probably back at the regular time. Take care.